was more in love with me than I thought. He was about to tell me so when his father burst in. And I suppose I must in turn be in love with him. This sensation of listlessness, stupidity, this dull disinclination to sit down and employ myself. How very odd.
So this is how love feels. Quiet, pensive, most polite. And I don't have a fever. I'm perfectly calm. I didn't think it would feel like that. But this is how love feels. No surprises but to say, I am somewhat surprised to be fully composed. I expected perhaps to be more indisposed. But this is how love feels. And though there are no lightning bolts to paint my sky, no waves to crash my shore, I am quite enough in love and most content, and I should not want for more. No, I should not want for more. So this is how love feels. Even-tempered quietude. There is nothing unusual stirring in me. I didn't think it would be like that. But this is how love feels. Not like any poet's verse, though Byron insisted that love was a curse, and Shakespeare's young lovers had fate even worse. This is how love feels. And it would be completely strange and more than odd for my heart not to soar. Therefore I must be in love, there is no doubt. And I should not want for more. No, I should not want for more.